have something to do with letting go. You must have something to say to me.
WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. 8:05 in the morning. Ending that set with just brilliant, brilliant stuff from the late, great Neil Casal from his great album in 1995 called Fade Away Diamond Time. That was Free to Go. Deer Tick was just before that from an album they did last year called Emotional Contracts. That was Forgiving Ties. Fat Mez had the third song of the set. Just last year, they released Fat Mez Loves Cooter. I bet they do. Pretty Blonde Noose was that one. Ducks Limited, LTD, that is, in 2021, a couple of years ago, had a record called Modern Fiction. We heard 18 Cigarettes. And started off New Noise for that last set was Sasha Assad. Just last year, she put out that single, which was called Still. All right, I've got New Noise from Boston's own Michael Barry. Yeah, this is really nice to play this. This is a cover of Sid Straw's song, My Ship Comes In. It's from his forthcoming album that's going to be called Slow as Lotion, High as Pie. Should be out in March. And this song on Sid Straw's record in 2008, there was a record called Pink Velour. All right, this is just a beautiful cover. Boston's own Michael Barry and My Ship Comes In. Right here at WMFO. Some damage draw you near.
down to McCurtain Street Station, where I first said my last goodbye. If love was there, it was sin in the air. It only came here to die. I was only 16 when I found her, still wrapped up in my pride. Good night and God guard you forever. Write to me, won't you, goodbye. So softly I then kissed your pale lips. Was the first time like the last. I don't know why I treat you so kind when you're always putting me last. In walks desperation across the at the end of it all. I went down to McCurtain Street Station, where I first said my last goodbye. If love was there, it was sin in the air. It only came here to die. I was sick as a dog when I found her, still wrapped up in my pride. Good night and God guard you forever. Write to me, won't you, goodbye. So softly I then kissed her pale lips. Was the first time like the last. I don't know why I treat you so kind when you're always putting me last. In walks desperation across upon my wall. A tired religious vocation.
Oh, you shows. Doing my best and I did what I could. Still got a few friends in the neighborhood. But oh, she don't love me now. She don't love me now. Oh, she don't love me now. She don't. Lost, hanging on the cross. All I got and all I want and all I got is oh, she don't love me now. She don't love me now. Oh, she don't love me now. She don't love me now.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favour and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Shines that is crude.
WMFO Medford, 8:26 in the morning, almost 8:27. That's how it goes, you know. Time, it marches on. Yeah, I'm Mike. I'm telling you all that stuff. And I'm also going to tell you what I played in that last set. It was pretty cool. I started off with a good friend of mine, the stations, everybody around the Boston area here. Michael Barry put it on a new record. It's a, as I said, it's a cover of a Sid Straw track. And he's good friends with her. And let me just tell you the lineup for that particular song that we heard. Again, it was a cover of My Ship Comes In. And it was Dave Maddox on drums, Ed Velasquez on bass, Duke Levine on baritone guitar, Elizabeth Steen on accordion, and Michael Barry on vocals and guitar. Again, My Ship Comes In. Cardinals, just after that, in the second slot. They had a single in 2023. That was Roseland. Jesse Malin, just one of my all-time. 2015, he had a record called New York Before the War. That was She Don't Love Me Now. The Outside Voices was the next artist in the fourth slot of the set. 2019, that was the title track. Actually, it looks like it was just a single they put out in 2019 called Stoned and Lonely. And about as close as you're going to get to a live version of How Soon Is Now, that was Johnny Marr from our live record he put out in 2015 called Adrenaline Baby. Johnny Marr live. All right, I've got new noise from another Boston artist, John Pohida. If you know John, he's a big fan of power pop, and one of his favorites, rightfully so, is Hall & Oates. So he did a cover that we're going to hear now of a deep cut of a Hall & Oates track called Don't Blame It on Love. This is nuts. New noise from John Pohida. This is Don't Blame It on Love. It's WMFO. Blame it on yourself, blame it on me. We'll be right back.
living in the corner of lost hearts. This is Batman. No one has ever lived to see this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Coming up.
WMFO Medford, 847 in the AM. I'm Mike. How you doing? I'll be here till 9-ish when Jay and Thousand Points of Light comes in. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Just heard Holy Smoke from Maine, Todd Erickson's band, with their latest single called Spirit of Change. Sarah Levesque, oh boy, from Moments of Silver, her record that came out in 2020 that was Rolling Over the Cracks. The Brian Jonestown Massacre from 2008's Their Satanic Majesty's Second Request. Anemone was that one. See, I could pronounce the name of the song, and I couldn't say that. Weird. And John Paul Haida, oh my God, I told you that was crazy. Hall & Oates deep cut cover, Don't Blame It on Love. All right, I've got a brand new noise from Boston's own Crow Follow. This one is called Dig It. It's new noise, WMFO.
Thank you.
WMFO in Medford, 8:57 in the morning. I'm Mike. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. We all do. Thank you so much for tuning in. Those last two songs were as follows. Brand new from Boston's own Crow Follow on Rock Garden Records. That was Dig It and a snippet there. There's more to that particular recording. Fleetwood Mac live in Boston from 2004. That's I'm So Afraid. All right, I'm Mike. Jay is in the building. So stay tuned. Jay's here with 1,000 Points of Light. And I'll talk to you again next week at 7. This is WMFO in Medford.